And we have our baby bottle campaign coming up and something other really, and Dina, sorry, Dina's on the board there. Something really cool happening. So Tyler Norris, everybody. Yes.
Yeah, baby bottle campaign starts today and runs through Father's Day, right? Over the next month, month and a half. So we'll have bottles in the back that you can take home with you and just throw change in those checks for $10,000, whatever you want to do. Into those would be great. It's a fantastic campaign. It's cool. It runs a month and a half, but it brings in, what, $20,000 to $30,000 every year out of baby bottles. Just wild. Tons and tons of churches that participate in it. Really cool opportunity. So that's number one. Number two, and then Sean's going to have a story to share. Branches, about a month and a half ago, through the grace of the Lord, became aware of a grant opportunity for over $2 million. 5 years ago, to go back even a little farther, we had a building in downtown El Dorado given to us, 11,000 square feet. It was completely gutted and needs renovated for us to move into and to grow. And so fast forward, we've learned about this grant over the last month and a half, and have just been pouring into this thing, probably over 1,000 hours with everybody involved in it, going after this over $2 million grant to transform both floors, renovate both floors of that building. And a part of that is to address the childcare deficit that exists in Butler County. And that goes right along with what Branches does, right? I mean, we help these women come in, they see that heartbeat and that light that's inside of them and say yes to moving forward with this pregnancy and delivering this baby. And this will now be another component that we can say, here, we've got childcare that we can help you in the midst of that. We'll have 2.5 and under, so the primary focus will be on babies, both in our community, with our clients, helping them when they need help with that childcare need. But then also, we're going to offer a training program. If this all evolves and goes through, and this is the Lord's will, we're going to offer a training program to individuals who want to have childcare facilities in their homes. We're going to offer a training program and help them get licensure to do that in their homes. And so we're kind of attacking this on three different fronts, if this is the Lord's will. And so we would just love some prayer. That grant is due at 5 p.m. tomorrow. We've got everything put together, except we have been going back and forth to the KDHE, the Kansas Department of Health, and thank you. Yeah, thanks. over the plans, it's just, there's so many specific things that you have to nail down on this when it's concerning a childcare facility. We've been going back and forth. The individual who we've been working with is going to review our plans this afternoon, today. Graciously, she's going to look at those today because she knows they're due tomorrow. And so just pray for favor with the KDHE that they would say yes to this. They would give us our letter, the last piece we need to this. And then if it's the Lord's will that we would get this grant to be able to move forward, I think we should know in June, I think, is when it gets awarded, and it'll start paying out in July. So, gosh, since 1998, right, Branches was the PFRC. There's so much that's happened. If Kim Frost were here, she could tell you so many stories about women's lives and women's, men's, and families' lives who have been changed through this organization over the past several years, and so much more that can happen in our community if this is the Lord's will. So, yeah, so Sean's got a story, and then I would love, however you want to do it, to pray over that. Yeah.
So we're talking about changing lives. I told Jonathan the other day, Dina and Tyler are on the board, they can take care of this. But since that time, I met with a guy. This guy came in, and when I first started talking to him, he said, my parents forced me to go to church, and I just don't want to go because I don't want to force my kids, and I'm not going to force anybody else, and I just don't like going because there's too many hypocrites in there, and I just don't want to be part of it. So I've been meeting with him for 10 weeks or so, and on individual conversation, he's kind of loosened up a little bit, and he doesn't mind. Most of the time I'll pray for a guy before we leave the session, but I just wanted you to know this one story, that, and mainly because I'd like to have prayer for any of those guys that come in there, because there's guys that come in, they call themselves heathens. They don't believe God has anything to do with them. They go back to the Nordic old ways, like nature, and it's just a lot of lies of the enemy, and these guys are believing it. But this guy that I met with just the other day, he seems to be, the Lord's softening his heart, and he's coming around. We There was another guy here, or he's not here, that was with me when I talked to him. We invited him to come to church with us. I don't know if I'll ever see him, but at least I know the Lord's working on his heart. And that's what my desire is to see these guys that come in there for, they want to learn to be better parents. But in order to do that, we use Bible principles, and we let them know that we wouldn't be what we are without the Lord, and the Lord loves every one of them. So pray for the guys. The women, there's lots more women that come in than our guys, but pray for all of them.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah. So specifically, we need favor between now and 5 o'clock tomorrow from the state for this $2 million grant, which would ironically match up perfectly with the amount of money needed to finish it. And also, there's been a supernatural delay on the work on Main Street to get the frontage done, the exterior, which is perfect because you had to have a down, it wouldn't have worked out any other way without that. So it sure seems like the Lord's timing. So let's just pause. Let's just lift our hearts to the Lord, if you would. And I'm going to have Tyler close us in prayer after we do this, but just individually where you are, that the Lord would open this door for this $2 million grant and that branches would prosper in downtown El Dorado. The kingdom of God would come at the center of El Dorado through this pregnancy, family resource center, clinic, this child care providing place. The kingdom of God would come there. Just lift it up.
Dear Heavenly Father, your heart is for your people, Lord, and of those people, the most vulnerable amongst us, Lord, the unborn, Lord, and those babies, Father. You have a heart for them, Lord. You've stirred up your people here, Lord, volunteers and staff, Lord. Down there, Father, I praise you for your stirring in their hearts, Lord, to put their lives on hold, Lord, to make a lot less money than they could be elsewhere, Lord, to pour into a place like this, Father, to go after these people, Father. And so I praise you for the work that's been done over the last 20-plus years, Lord, in the lives of people in Butler County, Father. And we just ask for more of that, Lord. Father, we ask for more of that through branches, Father, through these people, Lord. And we pray for your favor, Lord, to be over the KDHE on this, these plans today, Lord, and we pray for your favor to be over this committee that will review the grant application for branches, Lord, and be awarding this money, Father. And if it's your will, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, Father, that you would open these gates, Lord, open these doors, Father, and let this provision flow out for branches, Father, to transform this old derelict building, Father, into something new, Lord, exactly what you do at the center for it, Father, and in the people's lives, Lord, who walk through the doors at the center, Lord. It's such an image, Lord, of what you already do in everybody's lives who goes down there, Lord. And so we ask for that to happen with this old derelict building in downtown El Dorado, Lord, so that more lives can be transformed in your name, Father. These volunteers like Sean, Lord, who are down there, Father, are preaching and speaking your name into these people's lives, Lord. And it's not just get better, it is be transformed into the image of Jesus, Lord, and these people, Father. And so I just ask, we pray for more of that, Lord, pray for these doors of provision to be opened in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Good work.